This is WSIU In Focus. I'm Jennifer Fuller. The Science Center of Southern Illinois is gearing up for a special science cafe this week. It focuses on next month's solar eclipse. Their guest is Dr. Shane Larson of Northwestern University and Chicago's Adler Planetarium. I talked with Professor Larson about his presentation.
More than any other class, I think astronomy is the one class that people take on purpose in science. And very often for many people, it's the only class they take in science, you know, if they're not a science major. And so astronomy always kind of has this special appeal for people because I think more than, say, atomic physics, you can walk outside in your backyard and, you know, look up and see the sky and feel connected and experience astronomy in a very different way than you can other science. So it's exciting to have big events like this with the eclipse where people can go outside and remember why they were interested in astronomy to start with and share it with their friends and their family and remember a little bit about what being part of the world is all about.
So I'm sure you're very familiar with the fact that Carbondale, or actually just a little bit south of Carbondale, will have the longest totality in the solar eclipse. And so we ask a lot of the scientists who are visiting here for that or even ahead of that, what's the most important thing that you'll be looking for when it comes to the eclipse on August 21st?
So from the practical viewpoint of those of us who are not solar scientists, right, I think the thing that we are after is exactly what everyone else is after, is to stand there and experience the shadow of the moon passing over us. More than any other event in astronomy, solar eclipses, total solar eclipses, are the singular one that I think people have the most profound opportunity to experience one-on-one, personal, in a very profound way. You know, you can see meteors go by, and you can see, you know, planets or the moon through a telescope, but nothing's quite as visceral and emotional as standing in the shadow of the moon as the eclipse goes by you. If you're a solar scientist, there's certainly lots of things that people are interested in doing and will be doing. But for all practical purposes, the kinds of measurements that we as scientists might be interested in, say measuring parts of the sun's atmosphere or measuring stars that are very near the sun when the sun blocks from view, those are the sorts of things that you have to do with a telescope. And so there are no major observatories along the eclipse line, but there are very good what I would call amateur class telescopes that people have access to these days. And my colleagues who are solar scientists and amateur solar scientists, they'll be traveling to the center line so they can set those telescopes up and, you know, let the computers and the telescopes do their thing while they stand there and bask in the shadow like the rest of us.
There are a lot of people talking about Carbondale specifically because it's unique in that it's on the path of totality 7 years from now as well. Can you see any sort of comparative research or other things that you might be interested in there?
The notion that Carbondale's in the same place multiple times, I think, is kind of a fluke. If you look at, there's reasons why it happens, but the fact that it's going to happen 2 years successively, that's true anytime you have multiple eclipses passing over the Earth. You can find maps that show the entire United States where eclipses have passed historically. And the truth, if you wait just about anywhere in the United States, eventually, sometime, an eclipse is going to pass over you. And so it just so happens that Carbondale happens to be in the pathway of this eclipse this year, which is going east to west. So this is the first total solar eclipse since 1918 that's gone from the west coast to the east coast across the United States. But then the one in 7 years is going to go north to south, roughly. So it's going to start in Texas, and it's going to go to Maine. And it just happens to pass through Carbondale. And so I think, you know, the important thing for those of us who live here in Illinois is, wow, it's going to be easy to get to two total solar eclipses, which is an event that someone, you know, generally doesn't have the experience even once in their lifetime. And we're going to have two opportunities to try and do it. So I think from the perspective of those of us who are amateur observers of solar eclipses, you know, people like me and you, not professional scientists, but, you know, when you go see a total solar eclipse for the first time, and you watch it, and the sun gets dark, and the sky gets dark, and the shadow goes by, and then the sun comes back out, usually the very first words out of everyone's mouth is, when is the next one? And the beauty of being here in Illinois and in Carbondale is that, you know, when you say that out loud, it doesn't mean you have to go to Peru or Mongolia or somewhere exotic to see the next total solar eclipse. You can just stay put and there'll be another one coming over your head in 7 years.
So my final question then, for people that are coming out to your special science cafe this week, or mm-hmm. for people who are just curious, what do you hope that they learn or remember or experience as a part of this event?
Well, I think the thing that I always want people to get the most out of the talks I give is that these are things that they can experience and do themselves, and they should not pass up the opportunity to experience this event. It is, as I said a moment ago, very much a once-in-a-lifetime event, and you don't want to be on the far side of this event and talking with all your friends and regretting that you didn't step outside just for those few minutes and look up and see the eclipse sun. We'll talk a lot about ways to experience it if you're there in totality, but also the time around totality, what we call the partial eclipse phase. And even that is something cool and unique that you should go out and experience. And we'll talk about how to do that and ways that you can experience this event, whether you're in Carbondale or not.
Astronomer Shane Larson is a professor at Northwestern University and is on staff at Adler Planetarium in Chicago. His Science Cafe at the Science Center of Southern Illinois is this Thursday at 7 o'clock in Carbondale's University Mall. I'm Jennifer Fuller.